From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. And on this day, South Portland City Council will decide tonight whether to repeal an ordinance regulating short-term vacation rentals in the city. It's the second go-round for this. We'll look at why it's been so controversial. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
Maine submitted its plan today to expand Medicaid, but Governor Paul LePage on August 31st asked Republican President Trump's administration to reject it. Nearly 3 out of 5 Mainers last November voted to allow adults under age 65 with incomes at or below 138% of the federal poverty line to apply for Medicaid coverage starting July 2nd. LePage has said he'd rather go to jail than jeopardize Maine's finances by expanding Medicaid. Pro-expansion groups sued the LePage administration for failing to file paperwork to receive the funding for it. A legal battle ensued, and courts ordered Maine to file the plan. A State Department of Health and Human Services spokeswoman says that Maine has complied with the court order. The campaign to establish a universal home care program in Maine officially launched today. Campaign manager Ben Chin, who's also the deputy director of the progressive advocacy organization Maine People's Alliance, says thousands of families find it impossible to bear the cost of keeping loved ones in their homes.
At the same time, our state's fastest growing career, home care work, pays poverty wages, and 2/3 of home care workers quit every year because they can't afford to take care of their families.
If it's passed, Question 1 would provide in-home care to seniors and adults with disabilities and also boost pay for those workers. It would be funded through a tax of about 4% on higher incomes. Though supporters say the tax would apply only to individuals, opponents say it would apply to couples who file jointly and create a burden for working families. Cities and towns all over Maine are trying to figure out how to deal with a proliferation of short-term vacation rentals, including Airbnbs. In more seasonal tourist communities like Bar Harbor and Old Orchard Beach, they are an extension of a vacation rental economy that already exists. But in South Portland, the third most popular community in Maine for Airbnbs, the rapid increase in short-term rentals is causing acrimony among neighbors and repeated attempts at adopting the strongest regulation in the state. South Portland City Council tonight will decide whether to repeal or send to referendum its second effort at that ordinance after 2 successful petition drives forced it to reconsider. Whatever happens, the issue is not likely to go away anytime soon. I visited Peter Stanton at his home in South Portland's highly sought-after Willard Beach area on a small, shady, leafy street set back from the road. You can see and smell the ocean from his yard.
Nice to meet you, Nora.
Nice to meet you.
Come in the shade.
Stanton and his wife have lived on this street since 1997, but Stanton says in the last few years there have been some big changes, 2 of which directly abut his property line.
So this house sits on an extremely small lot directly on the property line, and it looms. This yellow house is a similar situation. It's, again, on an extremely small lot, and it just flipped last year.
The houses are what's known as unhosted short-term rentals. There are 2 more across the street.
You're always on edge every couple of days, every week. So new people, you know, you don't know what to expect. And it does get under your skin.
If voters pass this ordinance in November, these houses, which are in a residential zone, will not be allowed to be short-term rentals anymore. But some others in commercially zoned parts of Willard would. And if you live on Peter Stanton Street or any other in the city and you want to rent out your spare room to make some extra cash, that's okay too, as long as you abide by the parking regulations that are part of the ordinance.
People should be able to make ends meet. Someday I may want to make ends meet. That's okay.
What people wouldn't be allowed to do in residential neighborhoods like this one is go away for a month and rent out the whole house. For Stanton and other supporters of the ordinance, these rules just align with common sense. But for opponents like Paul Vose, that's not the case. Vose owns an unhosted short-term rental property in a residential part of South Portland, which would be illegal under the new ordinance. Vose said at a South Portland City Council meeting late last month that while he gets that people in Willard may feel overrun, that's not true for the whole city.
This has become a conversation of extremes and, in my opinion, to an extent, fear-mongering. All the neighborhoods are going away. They're all turning into short-term rentals, and they're going to wreck your neighborhood, and all the kids are going to go away. That isn't what we need.
The city is not trying to ban short-term rentals. In fact, the regulations that we're proposing, the way in which we want to manage this, is very middle stream compared to what many other cities and municipalities worldwide have done.
City Councilman Claude Morgan represents the Willard neighborhood, and what he's saying is true. For example, Boston and New York City have both banned unhosted short-term rentals under some circumstances. But in Maine, no one else so far has so explicitly prohibited short-term rentals based on zoning. Communities have imposed caps on short-term rentals, charged fees, or limited how far an owner can live from the community. But the zoning aspect is one thing that really rankles people who oppose the regulation. South Portland Councilman Adrian Dowling voted against the ordinance twice.
I've lived in Maine all my life. I'm a native Mainer. My family's been here for centuries, literally. And the Maine that I grew up in, people had very much a live and let live attitude.
Dowling represents one common strain of thinking in the debate over these kinds of restrictions, that they are a violation of property rights. He says he's a realist and he understands why you can't have the same kinds of development in dense communities like South Portland that you can have in rural areas. But at the same time,
I want people to, within reason, be able to do reasonable things with their homes that are not harmful or disruptive to their neighbors.
Dowling says he has no sympathy for investor renters who buy several properties. Instead, he tends to talk about homeowners trying to make ends meet.
The vast majority of them are not making huge wads of cash. They're making enough to pay medical bills, to continue maintaining the structure and pay the property taxes and that sort of thing.
In testimony it submitted opposing the ordinance, Airbnb also uses the phrase vast majority when it describes the kind of owners that Dowling's talking about here, although it doesn't provide more granular data. And it doesn't provide data that break down how much of the money earned from Airbnbs comes from those hosts and how much comes from investors. Dowling says when it comes to regulation, he does think the city can find a middle way.
I think the key to that is creating effective regulation, but finding a way to do it that is fair to the people who are not big-time out-of-state investors. And I think we can do that. If we can put a man on the moon, why can't we address this problem?
Dowling says what's missing is good information on how short-term rentals are impacting South Portland. He says he wants to see more research, but that takes time. And as South Portland grapples with the issue itself is growing, and supporters of the zoning ordinance, like Daniel Romano, speaking at that same city council meeting, say the clock is ticking.
What do we lose with short-term rentals? My neighbors across the street are going to have a baby. I'm so excited about this. Another child in my neighborhood that I get to watch grow up, that I get to see him grow and go to first day of school. We lose that. We lose that sense of community.
New numbers from Airbnb say rentals in Maine were up almost 50% this summer from last year. Also up were home sales and prices in Cumberland County. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.